Yeah, Mama took in washings so I could have a piano and take classical piano lessons when I was 6 years old. Rachmaninoff and Beethoven and Paderewski and all that. I'd live for it. I couldn't think of anything else. I'd sit on that piano bench for 8 hours at a time. My daddy come home and said, "Stop that noise! Get out of here!"
Marvin Rainwater is 73 now, living in a turquoise trailer house behind a burned-out convenience store on the flats of Aiken County. A sign on the store says Bluebird Corners, a nod to his hit song from 1957. There were no trailers or hillbilly songs in Marvin's early dreams. Growing up in Depression-era Oklahoma, he felt chosen for the classics, despite his father memorizing whole works for hometown recitals. Then at 15, a mishap removed part of his right thumb and his concert ambitions.
I was working in the garage to help pay for my music lessons, and I got it caught in the machine, and it cut the end of it off. And it's okay now. It's shrunk down. I can play piano again, but for 6 or 7 years, the end of my thumb was about the size of a lemon, I guess, hanging down there. And I couldn't hit less than 3 notes at one time with that. So that wrecked that fancy plan. But when I went into the Navy, I was so lonesome for my music, and I couldn't have it, see, because of my thumb. Then we was out on the ship and everything, and these guys would start singing, "Way back in the hills of the boy I once wandered." Well, that got to my soul way down deep, and I didn't like it, but it still got to me. And the more I heard it, the more it got to me, because it was real. And the quality was what I was complaining about, you know. Eventually I thought, well, there's something more than quality there. You know, the quality of the nasal voice and all that, there's something behind it that's great. Then I started writing songs, and naturally it just flowed back to my roots as a boy out in Kansas and Oklahoma, and they turn out to be country, hillbilly songs.
When I woke up this fine bright morning, it didn't look right to me. It seemed like something was awful wrong, and I wondered what it could be. I've been thinking about it all day long, trying to figure out what was wrong. Well, the answer just now come to me, my darling baby's gone.
I Gotta Go Get My Baby, recorded here for MGM, was an early Rainwater tune his brother Ray parlayed into a TV appearance with Arthur Godfrey in 1953. By now, Marvin had come up with an Indian persona. He's not really Indian that he knows of, but it worked well with his name. He got himself a headband and a leather jacket. He wrote lyrics about his Cherokee brothers. He had the suit, the songs, the ambition, but still needed a big break. And as everyone knew in the early 50s, Arthur Godfrey was in the big break business.
Hey, you want to hear another strange story? My life is nothing but one strange story. Ray told him to tell those people up there, I hope they're not listening, tell those people that Marvin's been working in the Shamrock Club for the last, off and on for the last year or two. So he did. He told them that, and they said, "Really? He's been working at Shamrock?" "Yeah." "Well, how come we haven't heard of him?" "Well, I don't know. He's been every few months, he's back in there again." Now, in Georgetown, there was a little club called the Shamrock that hold 40 people, and that's where I'd worked off and on for nothing, for free. And the one they was thinking about is Shamrock in Houston. It'll seat 2,500 people. See, well, they neglected to tell them the difference. So.
Rainwater won a contest on Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts, the 50s version of Star Search, a performance that brought him national exposure and eventually a recording contract. He played regularly on Godfrey's popular morning show and on Red Foley's Ozark Jubilee. He toured with conviction and with the best musicians he could find.
Yeah, Roy Clark was my lead man for a year. We had a band called the Rockin' Tommyhawks all up and down the East Coast. Roy Clark kicked the fire out of him, so.
With a couple of queens, and a one with a couple of queens.
There he goes.
By the mid-50s, Rainwater had started mixing straight-ahead country and western with the emergent big beat rockabilly sound. It cost him some fans. But in 1957, he recorded the song he's best known for, a song he refers to simply as the Bluebird.
Gonna find me a bluebird, let him sing me a song. Cause my heart's been broken much too long.
Gonna Find Me a Bluebird went to number 3 on the country charts and 18 on the pop charts at the same time, one of the earliest crossover hits. It made Rainwater an attraction overseas as well. Another hit, Whole Lotta Woman, pushed Elvis Presley out of number 1 for 6 weeks in England in 1958. But success was slippery. After he began hitting the charts, a small studio where Rainwater had recorded early demo tapes sold them to a number of disreputable record labels. The companies dubbed new tracks over the demos and mass-produced them.
They sold a million of my albums at 88 cents a piece, and they destroyed my career. My credibility was shot on account of those cheap records. They were dubs, demo tapes. They were not even actual recordings. And they dubbed music in on top of it and got out of meter and didn't know the melody or anything, and they dubbed all that stuff in. It was just horrible. And they sold it. On account of me having the Bluebird, this is after I had Bluebird, then they put all this stuff on the market, see, and flooded the market with these cheap albums, and just my credibility was shot.
By the 1970s, Rainwater's vocal cords were also shot. Suffering from throat cancer, he quit recording and moved to Aiken County, where he made a slow recovery. In the past 2 decades, he's become an accomplished gardener, raising dahlias that sometimes stop what traffic there is on this country road. He and his wife are soon to move into a new lake home he built himself, and in recent years, his musical profile has begun to rise again. He's been playing at casinos and at rockabilly shows in Europe, where a 4-CD Rainwater retrospective has just been issued. This is Leif Enger, Main Street Radio.
'Cause I'm all too proud.